Let us be like the star, guiding us towards Christ. Amen. The Feast of the Epiphany reminds us of the light emulating and emanating from the star that beckons us into something new and even surprising. Our bright and shining star is a symbol of direction and knowing. It symbolizes the manifestation of God's guidance, the light for our journey, the sign of wonder and hope. Epiphany is the divine manifestation of God in the midst of people who are transformed into chosen vessels of God's purpose and blessing. Our magi and our star represent and point to possibilities, to what can be. Jesus is made manifest. He was born for all of us. He was born for Jews and Gentiles, magi, shepherds, and us. Jesus was born for the poor and the rich, men and women, young and old, sinner and saint. There is a place for all of us to come together to celebrate the love that God has for us. And the Magi's astrological wisdom is telling them that something in the cosmos is changing. So when the Magi ask Herod, a despot capable of genocide and who ruled with unpredictability, where is the one born king of the Jews? It was more than an innocent question that they're asking him, because Herod's official title was King of the Jews. The Magi's statement to Herod says that this child is born and therefore by rights meant to be the King of the Jews. And this then means that Herod is not. Jesus was born to be a promise of something new, and he will bear this promise in the midst of threats that will remain with him his entire life, right up until the very end. When persons in power fear competition, as Herod did, he killed his own sons and wives to keep his power. That is not a good sign of things to come. And Herod realized his power wasn't always what it should be, nor did he use his power as he should. He did not uphold the promises one expects of a leader or a king. He distrusted his ability to maintain his own power and agency. He questioned his control, and he could not tolerate anyone questioning and casting doubt upon his authority, which he constantly feared he would lose. Jesus is the response to what do we do in the midst of power wielded with fear and without concern for the poor, the sick, the hungry, the vulnerable. And what is our response? The Magi offered gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to Jesus in response to the greater gift of God's expression of his infinite generosity, where God gives God's self to us. The gifts of the Magi are symbolic offerings meant to help us express our own gratitude for God's love, and by extension, the sharing of this generous love and caring with others. The Feast of the Epiphany is our recognition of this manifestation, the sign of Jesus arriving into our lives. It is the moment we look up at the star that beckons us into something new and even surprising. Our bright and shining star, offering us direction and knowing, offering a path towards God's guidance. And when we encounter Christ, we find the sustenance we need ourselves so that we can manifest wonder and hope for the lost and weary. And Epiphany, the name of our parish, this says something about who we are and how we seek to be known, how we seek to manifest God's love for everyone in the midst of our community. It says our response to God's love for us is to be generous to all whom we meet. It says we welcome all whom we encounter, and we gather to nurture Christ within in order to serve Christ in all. Amen.